Introducing governance. There's a technical term for the process by which we assign power or authority in an organization, governance. In most organizations running with Holacracy, there may be some explicit governance performed at the very top or set out in the bylaws, but otherwise little conscious attention is given to defining clear authorities and responsibilities. And when attention is given, the context is often a big reorganization that creates as many problems as it resolves and that ends up detached from the real needs of getting work done. With Holacracy in place, governance happens consciously and regularly, distributed throughout the organization. It is no longer the function of any single leader, but becomes an ongoing process that happens on a team-by-team level in special governance meetings. Holacracy thus takes some of the organizational design functions that traditionally reside with a CEO or executive team and places them into processes that are enacted throughout the organization with everyone's participation. This governance process distributes authority and clarifies expectations throughout an organization and is driven by those doing its work and sensing tensions along the way. In governance, tensions are harnessed to clarify not only questions such as who makes which decisions and within what limits, but also the expectations others can hold of them while they use that authority. Governance generates organizational clarity, then continually evolves it to integrate the team's latest learnings and fit its changing realities. It's easiest to understand governance in relation to the other sphere of organizational life, which we're generally more used to, operations. Operations is about getting work done, identifying outcomes to achieve, making specific decisions, allocating resources, taking actions, and coordinating those actions with others. Governance is about how we work, the pattern of how we organize, as distinct from the specific decisions we make within that pattern. It is a meta-level approach to the business. Governance is about the structure of the organization's work and the authorities and expectations that go along with it. Both governance and operations may be informed by a relevant strategy, meaning a guiding theme or rule of thumb to apply as a team navigates in its journey to express the organization's purpose. A simple example from my company can illustrate the difference between these spheres of activity. We deliver public Holacracy trainings, among other services, and of course we need to pick a hotel to serve as the venue. Each possibility will have its own benefits and drawbacks. The choice is an example of an operational question and decision. The governance question, however, would be, what role has the authority to make that decision? Within what constraints?